cars. But basically, the driver for when they start is going to be getting the precast pieces pre-made, so that way it's ready for whenever they come down here. And then also the holiday season, and counties are immensely busy come December, so we probably don't want to take up a bunch of parking lot space and or shut stuff down whenever people are coming in here to pay their taxes and stuff. So right at the end of the year is when they plan to mobilize and be ready. And again, we can change that a little bit. So based upon today's meeting, if the commission wants to move forward, we'll make a award of the bid, or we've Great River made a recommendation for award. And so basically the county, we have a letter that will notify the bidder that, yes, we do plan to move forward with this, so please begin the bidding, bonding processes and stuff of that nature to get your actual performance bonds and insurances, and let's set up a pre-construction meeting. And then Chris, the representative from Carson Mitchell, has said that they could be available within a week to have an actual on-site here with the county pre-construction meeting, where we talk about final details, and if the county has concerns on this or that, to go over those in detail with the contractor. They'd be glad to come down and sit down, and we'd have that meeting, and then that would finalize our dates. Also, that would kick off their bonding and their insurance. The letter today, they send that to their bonding agency, and then we would get at their pre-construction, we would sign our contracts officially, and they would give us those bonds and those insurances in person. Today allows them to just to say, yes, we are the low bidder, and they do plan to move forward, so we do need our bonding paperwork from their bonding companies.
You or the other commissioners probably know, is does the commission usually see the other bidders, or do we just...
So what we've got, and I think we sent up to Nikki, was a bid tab, and we had three bids, which is a little bit of disappointment. We had 13 bid holders, so we really anticipated a lot more, but only three showed up to the bid. We had one that was in the higher 400,000 range, if I remember right, one that was in the mid 400,000 range. They were from out of the area. And then Carson Mitchell was at 335.
Okay.
And Carson Mitchell being, sometimes you worry if they are a company that comes in lower than the other people, but at the same time, they're a company that has built a lot of parking garages. I think most of the ones in Springfield they've built, they're pretty well known for being the crane and the parking garage people. And they have been very easy to deal with, as far as very, very communicative in projects we've worked with them before. They want to make sure that they keep an open dialogue.
I'm ready to make a motion to accept the bid unless somebody else has questions.
Is there any further questions from...
I'm good.
He's good.
I move that we accept Carson
Mitchell
LLC as the contractor to perform the work for the parking garage, project number 3897.08.
Second.
We got a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
And I will get that pre-construction meeting scheduled with your office, and so that way everybody can be well aware of that ahead of time.
Okay.
Thank you.
All righty. Thank you. Marriage and dissolution fees, domestic violence shelter fund.
Good morning.
Good morning.
I'm here regarding the marriage and dissolution fees as per RSMO 455-200. At this time, I only have one application. It's the Crisis Center, also known as the Women's Crisis Center of Taney County. They have submitted all their correct documentation and are eligible to receive these funds. The estimated amount will be around $5,000. That amount is actually not sent until January, but we have to send the letter to whoever receives the funds by November the 15th. So I need you to vote to accept the Crisis Center as this year's recipient.
I move to accept the Crisis Center as the recipient of the marriage and dissolution fees given by the county treasurer.
Second.
We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Just been given a note by the assessor, would like to move her items up in the agenda. Is that possible? The modification of the windows and the request on the vehicle, she said she needs to leave. At what time?
I have a note, Brandon, from the assessor. I have to leave at 10:50 a.m. to get to a meeting with school superintendents in Branson. So,
okay. Let's just move forward to that.
Yeah, we'll...
Are you saying move forward on the agenda? What did you say, Commissioner Williams?
Did she say she's leaving at 10:50?
She's shaking her head yes. I think we're okay.
Yeah, we'll just keep going down the agenda then. Next on the agenda, discussion of payroll on holidays.
I'm requesting that we move the last payroll of the year to 12/23, as it would normally fall on, it would be on Christmas Day on 12/25, so banks are closed. So I'm requesting that we move that to the 23rd of December.
I move that we move the last payroll of the year for December 23rd, 2020, as suggested by the county treasurer.
Second.
We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Thank you.
Thank you. Mutual aid and police services agreements, agreement, Branson, Forsyth, Hollister, Merriam Woods, and Rockaway Beach, number 20-119, Sheriff's Department. Our sheriff's coming up to the mic.
These are just the regular mutual aid agreements that we do annually. Should be no changes in it.
Yeah. I'd been asked, you can answer, if the city of Rockaway and the city of Merriam Woods, they still have their own police department. You'd just be backing them up.
Right. And they also back us up.
Yes.
Yes.
Thank you.
And I have a letter dated November 6, 2020 from our attorney, Mr. Elliott, and he's reviewed the agreement. And the agreement is for a period of January 1st, 2021 through December 31st, 2024, a four-year term. Either party may terminate the agreement by providing 6 months advance written notice. And he approves the agreement as to form.
The first one is with the city of Branson that I'm reading. And there's no, it's the same agreement that we've had all along. I would move to approve the intergovernment agreement for mutual aid and police services between Taney County, the Taney County Sheriff's Office, and the City of Branson, Missouri Police Department.
Second.
We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
I don't know if we said, I will add, this is a four-year agreement.
Yeah.
Correct, Sheriff?
Right.
The City of Forsyth moved to approve the intergovernment agreement for mutual and police services between Taney County, the Taney County Sheriff's Office, and the City of Forsyth, Missouri Police Department.
Second.
We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
I move to approve the intergovernment agreement for mutual and police services between Taney County and the City of Hollister, and the Taney County Sheriff's Office, the City of Hollister, let me rephrase that, please. Between Taney County, the Taney County Sheriff's Office, the City of Hollister, and the City of Hollister, Missouri Police Department.
Second.
We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
I move to approve the intergovernment agreement for mutual and aid and police services between Taney County, the Taney County Sheriff's Office, the City of Merriam Woods, and the City of City of Marion Woods, Missouri Police Department.
Second.
We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
I move to approve the intergovernment agreement for mutual aid and police services between Taney County, the Taney County Sheriff's Office, the City of Rockaway Beach, Missouri Police Department.
Second.
We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Is everything okay?
Is everything okay?
Uh-huh.
As far as I know.
I thought I saw a look in your eye, and I thought maybe.
Just...
Okay.
All right. Agreement for the 2020 Dodge Durango Pursuit All-Wheel Drive SUVs, 4 or more, number 20-118, Sheriff. I have a letter dated November 6, 2020 from our attorney, Mr. Elliott, and he has reviewed the above reference agreement by and between Taney County and Bellman Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram vendor, and approves the agreement as to form.
What was the name of the company again? Bellman was?
Bellman Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram of Troy, Missouri. Any questions?
No.
Move to approve the agreement for the 2020 Dodge Durango pursuant to file number 20-118S between Bellman Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram and Taney County.
Second.
We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. All right. I think that's...
This is you too. Hang on.
We got one more. Yeah,
mm-hmm.
One more. Agreement for body scanner number 20-117. Sheriff. I have a letter dated November 6, 2020 from our attorney, Mr. Elliott. He's reviewed and revised the above reference agreement by and between Taney County and S&R Investments of the VA LLC and Tech 84 Incorporated vendor. Purpose of the agreement is to for a whole body security scanning system for the contract price of $159,000. And he agrees, he approves the agreement as to form.
And I believe this agreement is to for them to give a delivery date that will comply by December 30th, 2020, that will comply with the requirements of the CARES Act.
Yes.
Any questions?
No.
Move to approve the agreement for the body scanner between S&R Investments of VA LLC and Tech 84 Inc. and Taney County.
Second.
We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Assessor's office modification, adding windows to assist the public.
Okay,
The assessor's office is requesting